Call the question. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. It'll be unanimous. We'll stand together.
The Garfield County Commissioner's decision to approve Ursa Resources' entire Phase 2 natural gas drilling project, including a wastewater injection well inside the Battlement Mesa PUD, was unanimous Thursday. Many Battlement Mesa residents and local citizens groups have been standing before the board at various hearings and meetings for months with reasons why parts of the project should be denied. Commissioner Mike Sampson thanked residents who spoke up and also apologized to some of them.
I'm sorry that many people feel like they were taken advantage of or not told the truth concerning the situation in Battlement Mesa when it comes to living there. Things were misrepresented to them, possibly, concerning drilling. But...
And what began as an earnest-sounding apology quickly morphed into a land use lesson.
Who owns the mineral rights? Who owns much of the land? And it was originally Exxon. What is Exxon? An energy company. Do you think an energy company would forfeit all its rights to produce minerals, oil, gas, whatever it is, from the land that it owns? I don't think so.
Commissioners John Martin and Mike Sampson stated that they didn't like injection wells, but ended up voting in favor of the one that will join the APAD, which will add another 24 natural gas wells fewer than 500 feet from some homes. Commissioner Tom Jankowski, in a surprise move to some Battlement Mesa residents, decided that he was fine with the idea.
You know, I voted, it was a 2-1 vote to change the zoning, and I voted against that. However, as I look at this injection well, and I look at the number of truck trips that it's going to save, I just think it's in the best interest of the community that we allow this injection well.
Leslie Robinson, chair of the Grand Valley Citizens Alliance, told KDNK that she felt shell-shocked after the commissioner's decision.
I think that these three commissioners did not listen to their citizens' pleas or complaints or observations. And if the commissioners are deaf to the Battlement Mesa citizens, what makes Glenwood Springs or Carbondale residents think that they will be heard when an industrial project is proposed next to their residential area?
Ursa Resources is not out of the permitting woods yet. State regulators recently rejected its application for the APAD, and Ursa has to wait 30 days before reapplying. For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.